P-I-C-C-A. Give me pizza. Did I happen to say I want pizza? P-I-C-C-A. I want pizza.
Yeah, Macho Man. You jackass.
All right. Welcome to the 33rd episode of the Pizza McCast.
It's Phil. A.K.A. the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
I'm Tom.
I'm Cole.
And this week...
We're here to talk to you about Phil's Macho Man impressions.
Oh, yeah.
And also Michael's Pizza.
In Northeast.
Michael's restaurant and pizzeria. Yeah. It is an Italian eatery in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Established in 1987.
There's vines with grapes on them out there.
Yep.
They have grape pie, if you're interested.
If you want grape pie, they have it. Okay, on to the episode. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Also, check out Tom's Vine if you if you're interested in funny videos.
And his Periscope.
Yeah, his Periscope. And his Twitter.
I don't have any of that.
You have Twitter, you lie.
I got the twits. Okay. We went out there to eat because it's farther away from where we're at and that pizza would be cold. So we had it out there. We dined in. It was an experience.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice little spot.
And thanks for listening.
We had a high school reunion with some a young woman that Tom and I went to high school with. We didn't speak to her. She left.
I didn't know she was there.
I don't know who she is.
You saw her and decided not to say anything. So you're the asshole in the situation.
I mean, you know.
No, you're an asshole.
No personal beaver. We just
asshole card handed the cold.
We don't really speak.
He didn't receive it, but.
What if you could have hit it off with her and you could start dating?
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend.
Doesn't matter. She doesn't live in the same state.
Are you saying I should cheat on my girlfriend?
Doesn't count if it's a different
area. You should cheat
code.
On your girlfriend that is listening to this now.
Different area code doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Sorry, Megan. I won't cheat on you, but Tom is definitely suggesting I do.
Interesting about what Cole was talking about earlier.
Remember when I said I didn't want to do this anymore? Well, let's get to it.
Right.
Hey, who wants to talk about the setting of Michael's?
I'll talk about the setting of Michael's.
It's in a little strip on one of the main roads, and there's not many roads in Northeast, but
nope.
It's not off the main road.
There's probably about 5 roads in Northeast. A very small town.
Yep.
It's a traditional, like...
American-Italian restaurant.
Quaint. You seat yourself, and the servers come up to you.
It's like Valerio's like Valerio's.
Or Barbados.
Like, almost looks identical in the way that it's set up.
Accurate.
Yeah. There's a few people in there while we're eating. Let's get to it. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's do it.
Who wants to go first, baby?
I'll go first. I haven't gone first in a while.
I love you.
Thanks, Tom.
Hashtag
I love you too.
Blessed.
Stop it.
So.
No, stop. Stop it.
All right.
Just stop.
What did he say?
He said hashtag blessed.
Oh.
Mentally vexed right now. All right, yeah.
I got a small cheese pizza, which was 6 slices. There's a mini pizza you could get with 4 slices.
Which would be like a little tiny country fair pizza, I'm assuming. A little nibbler. That's what we call them in the business. Little nibblers.
I thought about getting the four slice pizza, but I was kind of worried that there might be like a difference in style.
Yeah.
Where sometimes
like which is usually the case, honestly.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, I'll go with 6 slices. And I hadn't eaten since like this morning, so I was pretty hungry. I had that with some fries and a couple of Tom's breadsticks.
Garlic breadsticks. We're not here to review those, but they were good.
Yeah, french fries are good. Garlic breadsticks are good. They had honey mustard that seems similar to what John's has, and that's my favorite honey mustard. So
it might be made in-house like they do at John's.
Yeah, I mean, this is weird because, like, both of those are, like, so... Not to get, like, too far off track, but they're both so, like, different than, like, most honey mustards.
Yeah.
But anyways, pizza... pizza was pretty decent. I wouldn't, I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think about it when I was eating it, like, where on the spectrum of places I would put it. And I can't say that I would give it, like, a top-tier status. It's not, like, a Pizza Pete's. It's not John's. It's not Southgate or what have you. But it's still a cut above most of the places we've been to. I can kind of understand how they've been around since... I mean, unlike some of the places in Erie where you're like, how have you stayed in business so long? Between the the fries and the breadsticks and the pizza and whatnot, I can totally understand, like, why this place stays around. It's very much comfort food. Pizza-wise, there was something with the crust that I was trying to figure out where it was good, but it had a different...
Yeah, the cheese one looked... the size of your... I don't know if it's the size of the pizza or whatever. It looked thicker than mine, and it didn't look the same at all.
It did. It looked different between cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was a... I wouldn't say that it was like... It wasn't a cracker crust, but the crust was sort of reminding me... I've had crackers... This is totally like a weird...
It's actually a racist term, Cole.
Yeah, you might want to chill it out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pack it
Who's
up.
Who's that?
Pack it up.
But yeah, there was like a... Certain kind, I mean, like kind of the bread style or whatever you want to say, like, there was something to, like, the crust that it reminded me of, like, not pizza crust, but, like, crackers that I've had, which I know that there's actually, like, cracker pizza, like, people do, like, kind of a cracker pizza, like, in the Midwest, but
okay. This
was, like, you know, not quite that. It was still, you know, chewy. I mean, I don't steer anybody wrong. It wasn't like, it was, like, you know, it wasn't going to break in your mouth or whatever, but it was chewy. I don't know why you're laughing so hard.
You seem like what else about it? The
sauce was
really sitting on that dough.
Yeah, sauce was decent. Cheese was decent. I don't know that anything really, like, stood out. I ate all six slices.
You're the only one that ate everything.
I was pretty hungry, but I hadn't eaten that much since this morning, you know, since before, like, 11 or something, around 11. You know, we got there, what, at, like, 6, 5:30?
Your hunger got the best of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd give it about a 6. I don't think that it... I've had better pizza. I liked the food in general. I think if I... I think if I went back... I don't know if I'd get just a cheese pizza. If I was going to get pizza again, I think I'd definitely want some toppings. That just sort of seems like it might bring out a little more flavor to it. But yeah, I might try something. I don't know. You said you have their menu. I don't know if they have, like, subs or anything like that.
Yeah, they do.
They got a ton of... It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
They have all the Italian cuisine you can think of.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like that's a place, like, instead of necessarily getting pizza, I mean, which is, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, diss it at all, like, but I feel like I'd go there and get, like, a sub and, like, french fries or something like that. It would be, like, a really good meal.
Marinara didn't taste too good. We got marinara for the breadsticks. It was kind of...
It was a little...
It was really runny.
Yeah.
If I got, like, pasta with that, I'd be kind of bummed.
Yeah, I didn't mind it so much. I thought it was okay. I mean, I've had better.
It wasn't the same marinara that they used on the pizza, though.
Of course not.
No. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. That's a good thing.
If they did, that would have been like...
Yeah.
It was a drip.
Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, that would have been pretty runny.
Yeah.
Wouldn't use the same marinara on that.
I definitely... You know, if you're just getting a cheese pizza, I don't know if I'd straight up recommend this place compared to some other places.
They do have white pizza, too.
And that... I would be interested to see, like, what the white pizza is. I always think that that's, you know... But, yeah, I mean, if you... You know, I don't know what Tom will say, but I feel like, you know, if you just in general, getting a pizza there is not a bad deal. You know?
Average prices. I think a medium was $10.
You know what? That was the one thing that I was going to bring up was I thought it was, given like the what the food that we got, I thought it was a little expensive because, and I don't mean that it was like overly, I don't want to make it sound like it was like, you know, you're getting priced up. But I paid $20 for a small pizza, the French fries, and a drink.
But the drink's free refills.
No. But I mean, like, I was thinking about, like, John's. I usually get a similar meal at John's, and I feel like it's a little cheaper there. And you're getting, like, slightly better quality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's just me. But in general, I would recommend this place. I think that, you know, people living in the Northeast, I'm assuming that they, you know, go there on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's been open for 20-some-odd years.
Now they're going to close. Yeah. We're going to shut this place down.
But if you're in the area, yeah, I'd recommend going there. Like, that's, you know, I know a 6 doesn't sound high, but it's good for the Erie area. You should totally go there.
Yeah. Do you want me to go next?
Sure, why not?
I'm not with Cole. Cole's an asshole. There, I said it. I got the cheese and pepperoni pizza. Medium size, you got the small, right? I did notice there was a difference between the crust on the smaller size than on my medium size. Mine was a bit thinner and like more of a
classic style. Yeah, I felt like yours looked kind of thick.
Yeah, it was weird. It looked weird. It's like they had a different like shell or something for the.
I wonder what the deal with that is.
Yeah, the nice. You had like a little lip and shit on yours, and like the way they do their crust was differently. I don't know. But I didn't eat your pizza. the cheese and pepperoni. It was the crust was good. It was not. It was thicker, but it's not too thick. Mine was baked well. It was like almost in there too long, but it was just perfect. I was kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be a bummer when they brought it out. I was like, oh man, this is going to be bad. But the cheese was really good. The sauce was sweet. Like, I usually don't like sweet sauce, but they, like, fucking packed it on there. There was a lot of sauce. It was a really saucy pizza. The pepperoni is standard pepperoni fare. It was a little crispy. They weren't, like, grease cups or anything. And I really liked it. It was fairly good. It's surprisingly good. It didn't look like it was going to be good, but it was actually really good. It was a little bit different. Like you said, with the crust, it was, like, kind of crisper a little bit. At least for me, anyway. Mine was different. But yeah, I think the sauce was like, if you're gonna go for a sweet sauce or like a sweeter sauce like that, that's really good. I like the pizza. I like the construction of the pizza. It was slopping all over the place.
It was sloppy pizza.
Just the way
it was.
But sloppy. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like
honestly.
The saucier pizzas.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I would recommend Michael's.
How do you feel about the breadsticks?
I do not have a problem with theirs. The breadsticks were good. They're very, like, too buttery. Garlic and stuff on them. But it was good. Mm-hmm. Didn't like their marinara, though. Marinara ruined it. Yeah, I would give it 7.5 or so.
Wow.
Like, I actually really liked it. I thought I was going to hate it when they brought it out, but it's actually pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, New York style at all.
Right.
Like, it's... not thin, but and it's not a shell.
But it's not a shell, yeah.
And it's good. I just don't know if, like, the way they have, like, a sweeter sauce, but it's not... It might be overly sweet. I don't know about, like, what you think. But, I mean, it might be over... It just goes over the edge where you're just like, yeah, this is different. But I know that's supposed to be, like... That's...
A faux pas, apparently.
Yeah, faux pas in Italian or whatever.
Right.
To put sugar in your... or sweeten up your tomato sauce.
I'm not going to walk my review back, but I mean, I will say, like, I do think it's the pizza was better than most of the places we've been to. You know, I know that 6, like I said, I know that 6 sounds low, but, you know,
yeah.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
Easily a 7.5 for me. Okay. Maybe even an 8. Like, if we had that, like, I don't know if we just got lucky or something, or I have no idea, but I mean, like, if I had that close by to my house, I wouldn't have a problem ordering it on a consistent basis. Like, I would go there.
Right.
Because it was pretty good. Cheese was, like,
gooey. Like that. Was
it the same for both of you guys? There was a lot of cheese.
There was
on
a
there.
Lot of cheese and a lot.
There was
of sauce.
A lot of everything. Like realistically. Yeah. All right, Tom.
Oh, yeah, 7.5.
I got an auxiliary question for you. Mm-hmm. You had the place that's right around the corner.
Yeah, La Casa de Pizza.
La Casa de Pizza, which I have no idea what that
theirs
means.
Theirs is closer to being more of a
New York style.
New York
style,
I guess. Like, well, no, which, I hate saying that because it's like, obviously I'm not from New York.
Right.
And I'm saying it's closer to a thinner crust pizza.
Okay.
But
which do you prefer?
I never had Michael's before, but I've had La Casa de Pizza. I kind of like Michael's pizza more. Oh, there's okay. a longer wait.
Yeah.
Naturally, it's a restaurant too, so they have
yeah they have multiple people they're serving.
But yeah, I would take probably Michael's over, and I don't know, our friend Danny's family I think owns it, or
it's his cousin's family. Like.
Yeah, so it's just like there's it's not affecting my review at all, but I'm like I was actually pleasantly surprised that it was good. I didn't want to come up here and like bash Danny's fucking relative's place.
Right,
it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
At least what we had.
Tom, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I really enjoyed this pizza. It was different than every pizza we've had before, I feel like.
Yeah.
This was it's not unique per se, but it's unique to Erie, I guess, because it's not a shell, obviously. It is, the dough is obviously made fresh, even if they portion out
the
hand. They
fuck with the sauce.
Yeah, they do a little bit to the sauce.
I don't know why the cheese, because cheese almost never stands out to me. But their cheese really stood out to me for some reason.
To me,
I don't know if they use anything special. I don't know if it's just fucking
I'll tell you
craft
what, I just think it was, I'm kind of in the same boat with you, and I just think it was because there was so much of it that it was like hard to not notice.
That is a good point.
The taste of it.
It's like they gave a proper amount. I don't know. It's just that it was the ratio of all the stuff was pretty. It was overbearing, but it was good.
But that's the thing. Usually I can crush. That was like a medium. I got a medium as well. I got half jalapenos and half just plain cheese. And usually I can fucking crush a pizza like that. No problem. No questions asked. And I ate like half of it. I felt like I was stuffed on the breadsticks and that. I was absolutely stuffed. This is very filling pizza.
So
that's
maybe
for
if
sure.
you like a lot of cheese on your pizza, that's definitely.
I'd recommend it.
I didn't
that.
Ask. We didn't ask for extra sauce or
no,
extra cheese
didn't.
Or anything.
No.
So I mean, this is what they normally do, I guess.
Yeah. getting down to the actual review, I guess. I definitely am in the same boat with you guys as far as. The actual pizza dough was much thicker than your average.
I felt like mine was different.
Really?
Like, I don't know if it's...
Yours wasn't as thick?
Yeah.
Mine was kind of like I felt like it was almost like a grilled cheese sandwich that I had, but it was pizza
like,
flavor.
Yeah, looking at like his thinking, of it, it's just like it looked completely different. Like it came from a different place.
Yeah.
they went next door to the other pizza place and like...
I would have preferred a little bit thinner. I mean, I'm a thin crust fan, and that might be having me be a little bit more biased to a place like this where it's a little thicker.
Yeah. You'd have to have it thicker to support how much fucking shit they
That's
got.
True.
Yeah.
It would have been a disaster.
If you had like thin crust with the amount of sauce and cheese they had on the crust, it would have just fucking, you'd have a mess.
Yeah. It'd be like soup instead of pizza.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this. With you on the sauce, it was very sweet to me, or not? Yeah, I'd say very. Like, oh, more sweet than
not. Yeah,
more sweet than not. Obviously, it wasn't like savory or whatever. It was definitely sweet. Definitely a little doctored. But I mean, I know that's a faux pas in cooking or whatever. But I don't give a fucking shit because
I've
think
always heard that it is with Italian cooking. At least,
yeah,
so you're not
and I'm just, I don't. I don't really care. I'm not
sweet.
Italian.
Yeah,
I don't care.
This
so,
is pizza.
Yeah, I'm not like adhering to a strict dietary code when it comes to how my Italian food tastes. Cheese, I liked it. There was a lot. A little bit slightly undercooked for mine, at least. Like the top, I felt was like really cooked well, and then like underneath, I was like, oh, this is like borderline.
Yeah,
but
must've.
I was okay with it, and that's never bothered me at all. Shit. Breadsticks were fantastic.
Even though that has nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying.
They really were good.
They were good-ass breadsticks. And I'll tell you what, to add one of Cole's french fries, fantastic as well. Well done.
Waffle
fries.
And a lot of people fucked those up.
They can, yeah.
A lot of people fuck those up, and I will give them all the credit in the world. Those were two, they were very good. The breadsticks were chewy, like, so it, and a lot of people, like, they'll do, like, those baked breadsticks that have a little crunch to them. Mm-hmm. Never been that big of a fan. I like that, the chewiness mm-hmm. of the breadsticks. The french fries, they were...
Yeah, they were doughy, more doughy than crunchy.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I agree.
The waffle fries here, like, they didn't have the seasoning of, say, like, John's, but they had, like, a little crunchy thing going on that was different than a lot of the John's fries.
I mean, I'm assuming it's deep fried, but I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there was, like, the little crunchy...
do that little breading
over yeah, there. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A number.
Are you falling asleep? Like, no. You're rocking back and
forth. I'm fine.
It's like going to a meditative state.
If I had to get, I'm gonna go with a 7. I mean, I have no reason to not give this high praise. I'd say if you're, I haven't had the cost, the whatever the other one is,
the cost of the pizza,
cost of the pizza. But I'm sure there's a Pizza Hut out there. fuck that. Go to Michael's.
The cost of pizza's not that bad.
I actually do have not really a story, but it just sort of popped into my brain that somebody I used to work with who is not on the earth anymore, but he lived in Northeast, and he would always talk about taking all of his grandchildren to Pizza Hut, and because that was the best pizza in Northeast. And after having Michael's, clearly he was fucking insane.
Yeah, Pizza Hut is not that good.
No, it's not good at all.
But come on, you know people besides this guy. Like, they're like that. I mean, they're like, yeah. I'll go to Little Caesars. I mean, I can totally think of people where...
Who prefer that, yeah.
It's not even necessarily... Sometimes it's not even a preference. I remember there was a guy, you know, we were talking about pizza one time, and he was just like, he'd go to Little Caesars. He would eat, say, like, John's. He'd eat, you know, actual good pizza. But he had no problem eating, like, Little Caesars. He was kind of cool with it just because the idea of pizza was what he liked, not necessarily, like, you know, the like the way we kind of are more particular about it. He's just, yeah. I want to get a pizza. So he had, you know, I mean, short of having, like, a
pile of shit on it. I don't got time for bad pizza.
No.
But this
I don't have time for bad pizza.
Podcast proves otherwise because we have lots of time.
Yeah, we've had pizza. Hours and hours of bad
pizza. I mean, it's hurt. It hurts when we have bad pizza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which was pleasantly surprising with Michael's.
Yes. So overall consensus is probably about a 7.
Yeah, around there. Say. Which isn't bad.
No,
for us at least.
For us, that's definitely good. Passing, and it's like recommended. We'll say it's recommended. Yeah, if you're in the area, check it out.
If you're in the area, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in Northeast,
for yeah. If you're passing through Northeast, like if you have whatever reason, or maybe you're up there for the festival type bullshit.
Yeah, the wine fest or whatever.
Wine fest, which is I think currently going on.
If you're getting your truck worked on by Barron's Auto.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, Dan.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's like funny to me, and I was just thinking about this, is early on we were doing this and complaining about some of the places in Erie that were really bad. One of the things that got brought up was that, you know, they're kind of marketing towards like a suburban family audience or whatever. We thought like Patty's Pizza or something.
Morons.
Yeah. But like, some of the best places that we've gone to, whether it's Michael's or John's or like Sabo's out in Fairview, mm-hmm. all kind of have that similar like suburban demographic. I mean, you know, Northeast, I mean, it is some country people, but there's like some burbs out there.
Yeah, we were in the burbs, I feel like.
Yeah, we passed through some cul-de-sacs and things, you know, passed by some cul-de-sacs or whatever. But they totally have, like, good pizza, and, like, somebody's put, like, hey, I'm going to put out a good product out here or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yet, the closer you get to the city when you see these places marketing like that, it's really dumbed down and, like, you know.
It's garbage.
Yeah, and, like, but, you know, most of the places are, you know, they might not necessarily, like, strictly adhere to, say, like, Italian-style, you know, like, the Neapolitan pizza or whatever, like, the classic style it is, but... They're putting out like a good quality pie, and yet, you know, somehow these county places are able to market to their suburban audiences much better than, you know, Patty's Pizza. You know, they're putting out this garbage.
I said before about like it, I feel like they treat it like turnkey businesses where you treat it like a laundromat. Like these pizza places to expect to show up.
Yeah.
They just... And they make their pizza. They crank it out, and that's just it. That's all. There's no real love behind anything. It's just another way to make a dollar, which is what businesses are. But I mean, like, at the point, there's nothing that stands out about those places because they're all using the same stuff.
Right. It's like
a fucking turnkey.
It's the McDonald's. I mean, I don't want to say it's like the McDonald's of pizza, but it's like, because it's not fast food. But I don't know. It's just like the Walmart brand of pizza. You know what I mean? It's just like generic. Instead of going to a store and buy, oh, I'm going to buy Fruity Pebbles, I go to the store and buy fruit...
Stones.
Yeah, fruit stones.
Get a bag of fruit stones.
Yeah, like, it's like, I always prefer the... Obviously, I always go with the non-generic brand.
Oh, yeah, because you have big money over here.
No, it's because I don't like shit.
They're all just the majority of those shell places are the same. It's just it's a show up, do your job, go home. Like, we're gonna make money making pizza.
I feel like
literally get everywhere else.
I feel like there's not cooking at that point. Do you know what I mean? It's not actually it's like fast food assembly type thing. You're assembling a pizza.
Yeah, they're assembling.
Well, you know what? But when you think about what's funny is like, a lot of Chinese restaurants are kind of like the same way. But they have tasty, like, if they're halfway decent place, they're gonna still be tasty, even if it's like the same cranked out, like, General Tso's that everybody else has, you know.
Yeah.
Or like even fast food places, like, there's a fair number of fast food places that I would choose way before I'd ever want to go to Barbados. You know, at least you have like.
That's an insult, right there.
Yeah. That's...
I mean, I don't know. It is, but like,
I honestly hate fast food. Like, I can't stand any of it.
No, I mean, like, I think there's a lot of gross shit out there, but there's definitely like the way they've had to sort of like cater to these more like, you know, different audiences now.
Liberals,
typical liberal media.
It's the liberals are changing fast food. Sorry to interject.
Sorry.
No, it's, you know, but I mean, you know, you see some of these places kind of have to step it up a little bit, you know, and have like a little bit better offerings. Would I recommend it over a home cooked meal? No, fuck no. But, you know, you're better off going to like Taco Bell than you are going to Barbados.
I don't know. For me, that's like the shit in one hand, shit in the other. I really hate both places.
I just get like potato tacos, like the, you know, should taste okay.
Nope.
You don't like potato tacos from Taco Bell?
I don't really like Taco Bell. We're not here to talk about Taco Bell, you fucker.
We're talking about everything else in this fucking show.
Tom, do you want to talk about our experience with pizza on...
I forgot about that.
Friday?
I forgot to cover that. Let me do...
Google?
There's a Yelp review or something.
Oh, okay.
Not Michael's. A bad Yelp review.
John Michaels?
Let me see if this is any good. He's not even...
incoherent ramblings.
Well, there's another pizza place out there that he recommends over up, like Michael's.
When I told him we would never order from Michael's again, his reply was fine. Michael's don't care about your shit. Food is pretty good in general. I like their pizza and chicken tender basket.
Is that Boring the Dinosaur who wrote that one?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no good. Even the bad review is not that entertaining. Let's hang it up, guys.
All these...
We're done doing this.
Northwest... Northeasterners with their politeness.
Yeah, we went to see a band in Pittsburgh at a show, and afterwards we got pizza.
In the Oakland area of Pittsburgh.
We weren't going to get pizza because we haven't enough already.
Yes.
But, most places were closed.
We just tried to
get a place close to where we're at, and we stumbled upon Antoon's Pizza.
If anybody from Pittsburgh,
I'm pretty sure it's A N T O O N.
Yeah, E.
Should probably look it up.
Could. But I mean, they're well, you're looking it up.
It's a little walk-in space.
Yeah.
And enough room for like maybe two people to stand.
Pizza's already pre-made.
They're not pre-made.
Not pre-made.
They're making them all night.
Yeah, they're making them all night.
So
it's basically like
slice.
Yeah, it's like a Little Caesars, but not shit. So we got it. We each had a few slices.
They got very good reviews.
Yeah,
from all college girls. Yeah, oh my god, this pizza is so delish. I just cover mine in ranch. And then I had a pumpkin spice latte.
How much was it? $6?
$6 for a large. Killer deal. Can't beat it.
You only come here for one reason, the $5 large cheese pizza. It's carry out only, and anyone who lives within a 4-block radius of this place knows all about this. The pizza isn't that great, but if it's midnight, you're pissed drunk and need some food, this is where you came. I wasn't drunk.
Neither was I.
And it was still good.
Yeah, it was still edible, very edible.
Still blew away 75-80% of the places in the area.
Sadly.
For a $5 or $6 pizza. They have like a garlic pizza or something like that, but you guys are cheap and you didn't buy it.
Wow.
No one wants to spend the extra dollar.
I would have spent it.
Yeah, it's A-N-T-O-O-N.
However you pronounce that.
Antunes.
Antunes.
Sure. I don't know.
Antoni's.
Photo of the place inside you can look up online. It's tiny. Very tiny.
Pizza
was thin. Thin crust.
Very nice thin crust. The sauce was very, very bland. But the cheese in the crust made up for it. Foldability, excellent.
You get a perfect papyrus font on their menu.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
What else is even on their menu? Is it just large cheese pizza, large pepperoni pizza?
They have like subs, I guess. Calzones, subs.
Oh, okay.
Wedgies.
That's a thing. They have that in Erie, too. It's a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
What's the difference between a wedgie and a calzone?
That's what
it's like the same thing.
Or it's an open calzone.
Yeah. I was going to say it's pretty much the same thing.
So check out Antunes Pizza.
Yeah.
If you're in Pittsburgh.
If you're in Pittsburgh,
I believe it's in North Shore. Is that the area?
No, Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah. If you're in Pittsburgh and you haven't had this place, I'm surprised, honestly. I feel like...
Yeah, it's probably like... it's right around where all the fucking college freaks are at.
Yeah, the bars scene. Where all the white girls are wasted.
Where everyone looked the same.
Yes.
Like, everyone.
Every dude. Button up, denim shirt.
It is college.
Yeah, I know. But I want to describe these guys because it was hilarious. Button up denim shirt with, like, 3 buttons down.
Denim shirt?
Yeah, like
I don't think
denim.
Anyone was wearing a denim shirt.
Yeah, aren't they denim?
This is 1982 Jordache, like, commercials.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it was. I don't
think
anyone was wearing a denim shirt.
Maybe it was a flannel. I don't know, I was blind. Sunglasses, hair all, like, modded out.
Real white... Hip motherfuckers.
What?
Hip motherfuckers.
Yeah, white watches, fucking plaid shorts, fucking loafers... And then they're like, hey, bro, thanks. Like, whenever I would stop and not fucking run them over, even though I wanted to. Just like, and then every girl was wearing, like, it was just a walking American Eagle fucking ad.
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting.
Which is where we went to see the band play, was American Eagle.
That is true. We went to Stage AE. I forgot
Perfect.
About that. Perfect. Come full circle.
But, yeah.
Check out Antunes if you're in Pittsburgh. Check out Michael's if you're in Northeast, opposite direction.
Kind of a few hours away.
Yeah. Maybe you're doing an all-nighter on 79 or 90 or whatever.
Maybe you just want diarrhea.
Yeah.
You just got to eat a lot of pizza.
Maybe you hate your bowels.
Yeah. Look, it's been fun, guys. We're wrapping it up.
We have a couple more episodes?
Yeah.
I have no idea where. But we would like guests for these last two episodes.
No. Do we want guests?
I would like guests, and if anybody's interested in doing some other kind of podcast, because these users want to hang it up, contact me. I'm down if it sounds like a cool idea.
Do you want to give your phone number over the air?
No, I don't want to give my phone number over the air.
Are you gonna
give
last name on the air?
Yeah.
Shenley, I mean, I don't care if you know
spell
my last
out,
name.
Spell it out for him. Look him up on Facebook.
It's S-C-H-E-N-L-E-Y.
You're going to give out your Instagram and your
Twitter
handle?
Do you
want
to apologize to your girlfriend for cheating on her?
Ooh.
Wow. I don't cheat.
What about at cards? I've seen you cheat at cards.
I saw him cheat at Words with Friends.
Yeah, I have seen that too. He used a dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no comment from the peanut gallery, I guess.
Wow. But you guys are my friends.
Nope. You're throwing you under the bus.
Fucking assholes.
You like fucking assholes, Cole?
Alright, stop. We're done. We're done. Check out Michael's. It's good pizza.
Yeah, no website, though.
No website.
Northeast PA.
My name's
Tob.
What?
I'm Cole.
Oh, I'm the macho.
Jesus
man.
Christ, can't even fit. This is 33 episodes in. We still can't fucking do this?
I was trying to say something when you did this.
This is the worst.
I'm the worst.